Any thoughts on where we are and where we stand in the fight against coronavirus right now?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the American people have been asked to do and take unprecedented steps by our gather.
7:40 and
Cory Gardner, Senator Gardner, a church that does an online service. Stay connected to God. He's the one that will get you through any trial or tribulation in your life. All right, I am joined right now, honored to be joined by our United States Senator Cory Gardner. Senator Gardner, Cory, thank you for being with us. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Well, good. Listen, America's confronting a I think the president said it pretty well when he said, I am a wartime president. We have an invisible enemy. I think that's well put. We really are at war with this virus, and we all need to hunker down and do what we can to defeat it and be Americans. Any thoughts on where we are and where we stand in the fight against coronavirus right now?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the American people have been asked to do and take unprecedented steps by our healthcare experts, those people who understand communicable diseases. And the American people have done that. And as a consequence, there are major economic ramifications, people at home wondering if their business is going to be surviving, if they're going to get that next paycheck, how they're going to pay rent. And so we are trying to flatten this curve out to slow the surge down. The projections show amazing things if we handle this poorly, what could happen. And so everybody is doing their part. And we have to continually ask ourselves, what did we do today to do that part? But as a result of this, there's two things that we have to focus on. Number one is how are we going to make sure that individuals are okay? Somebody who may have lost their job, somebody whose business is closed and they're out of work, somebody who had to stay home because their children are out of school and they have no other way to care for them. So we have to make sure that individuals have certainty to know that they're going to be able to put food on the table, pay rent, get their mortgage done, and get back to work. And then we have to make sure that these businesses survive, that the thousands and thousands of small businesses across Colorado Springs and the state of Colorado, to make sure that they're going to be able to snap back once this health emergency is over. And that's what we're focusing on right now in negotiating in Congress.
Well, and I appreciate that. And I think one of the bright spots that I have seen over the last few weeks, we were a deeply divided nation going into this. And I have seen for the first time politicians working together for the first time really in the last 4 years to where, we're solving the things that need to be solved, removing the barriers that in some cases government created, and getting test kits out to folks. And we are fighting this like Americans, not like Democrats and Republicans. And that makes me feel good to finally see that come back in America.
Well, that's well said, and I think we have to continue that. And I hope that people are uniting together. You know, you led with the pastor from last hour. I hope that people are checking on their neighbors. I hope that people are calling. I hope that people are calling their loved ones and checking in. I mean, this is a challenging time, and if you're in isolation because you met somebody who tested positive, or you're in isolation because you're older and you have an underlying condition that you're afraid what could happen if you were to become infected, we need to reach out. We need to share that love. We need to share the spirit that you just described, that in this country, we are going to be okay, and we are going to stand stronger than ever before.
Yeah, I think there's no question about it. One thing I wanted to talk with you about, Cory, is, I talked about this earlier in the show. I've tried to keep this show not really very political. We've talked to pastors and people who are doing good things and helping communities. That's what we're going to talk about the rest of the show. But I think Americans are willing to do what they can to help. I think they're willing to stay home. They're willing to do everything they can to limit this. But we do have some governors around the country that are sort of taking it, I think, a little too far. I'll be honest with you, I'm thinking in California, in Illinois, in New York, and others where there are stay-at-home orders and things like that. And I know that he's from a different political party, but our governor, Jared Polis, so far hasn't done those things. And I would just encourage you, as someone who has the ear of Governor Polis, to make sure that he understands that, you know, there is a point at which Americans will start saying enough's enough. And we don't want to reach that point. We want them to respect government. A quick point, in Nebraska, Governor Pete Ricketts said, these are our guidelines. You shouldn't have gatherings of more than 10 people, but I can assure you there will not be police out enforcing that. That's the kind of system that I think we want. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, and we have to do our – I think what Governor Ricketts is saying is, you know what, it is time as Americans that we be responsible and that we do our part by listening to the guidances and that we ourselves are the ones who are taking this into our hands, just like they did in the war mobilization efforts. I mean, you think about the people who collected the aluminum off of the bubblegum wrappers so that they could contribute to the war effort. We have – you know, there was no police there saying to do that. It was something we did as a community to do that. So that's what we have to. That's what we have to get back to. And so I talked to people who are really concerned about this because, you know, if you're a rancher, the spring bull sale may be the only time of the year that happens, and that's your entire operation.
Right.
Or if you're a farmer who's got to do spring planting, you can't plant corn. In August, it just doesn't work that way, and so there are things that have to be done, and they're critical to the survival of our country. And
right.
You know, the bills that we're working on right now, for instance, one of the big pieces of legislation that I've been working on is a small business stabilization fund, basically making sure that our small businesses survive, that they keep people on payroll, and they're able to pay people and get through this and back on track. If people can't go to the banks, you know, not every bank is going to be able to do this just online or by video conference. And so we have to be responsible, keep our social distancing, but work within the system and don't go too far. It's a fine balance, but we have to achieve it.
Yeah. Well, any thoughts on Governor Polis and how we can send that message that, you know, we don't need lockdown orders here.
Continuing the phone calls, the phone calls probably are getting overwhelmed right now, but emails and letters and radios and talking to him. I certainly have talked to him about this and just, you know, what's going to happen, what he's thinking. And I've heard from a lot of constituents that are thinking about this. And I just, you know, we're all in this together. And I think that's the bottom line. We're making the best choices and decisions we can, and we need to keep doing that.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, and I'm certainly not critical of the job that Governor Polis has done in this.
Oh, no, and I didn't take it that way at all. That's
yeah,
right.
And I just want to make sure we don't go too far in Colorado like I think some states have. I know we've got just a minute here or so left. Increased testing kits in Colorado. You've really worked hard to make sure that we get more testing kits to Colorado.
I have. We have to do this. We've got now industry turning around and churning out these, I hope, over the next several days, churning out more of these kits as they focus on the health effort. I have helped to get the UC Health up and running with the new system. We got some people on the ground there to develop a system that will help, that will process many, many, many tests, far greater than what we were able to do. Also at Denver Health as well, we were able to work with and will work with the company today to see what happens with 100,000 test kits that are being flown into the United States, into Denver. I hope that those can stay in Colorado. That's what we're fighting for. Those are things that could – it's a new kind of test. It's a rapid test, and that's what we're working on each and every day.
Yeah, okay. I really appreciate all you're doing on that. I think it's really important that we focus on it and that we continue to get more testing kits here into Colorado. And look, this is a tough time. We're going to get through it. I appreciate your leadership in Washington. I'm sure it's difficult. People don't understand. You've still got to go back and do your job. But we really appreciate you, Senator Gardner, and all that you're doing.
Well, thanks, Jeff. Just remember, perseverance produces character. Character produces hope. And that's what we've been taught.
You got it. And we're Americans. That's right. All right. Thanks, Cory Gardner.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. We'll be right back on the Jeff Crane Show. Your tips on helping